Have you ever felt older than your age? Well, according to the Fon, the Yoruba, and all the Bantu people, you are. Because every time a child is born, an ancestor is back. That philosophy is shared amongst many people in Africa. We are all ancestors, coming back again and again, from unborn to living to ancestors, unborn, living, and back again. Knowing your ancestors means knowing yourself. And knowledge does matter. In a lot of West African and Bantu cultures, knowledge is acquired through initiation and grown by wisdom and curiosity. Amadou Ampateba says, if you know that you do not know, you will know. So this is a description of the spirit you must be in when you want to learn. That is why Amadou Ampateba says, there's some old people who are young and some young people who are old, depending on their love and acquisition of knowledge. As we learn from each other, we become one. One clan strongly linked through genealogy, initiation, shared knowledge. There is a mystical dimension to this unity, a fluidity between the beings, human, animal, environmental. That is why when we eat or celebrate a special event, we pour palm wine on the ground, knowing that the ancestors will come and take their share. And the most astonishing aspect of this fluidity between beings, human, animal, and environmental, might well be the notion of metempsychosis, which means that a human soul can inhabit an animal body at night, so much so that if you wound the animal at night, you will find the same wound on the human body in the morning. One beautiful aspect of this fluidity of beings is, for example, what happens when hunters, before killing an animal, apologize to it and explain why they need it for food, for clothes. Because we are all one, humans, animals, nature. So, next time someone asks you how old you are, tell them you are as old as the forest, as old as the panther, as old as the first human being on earth, your ancestor.